Okay, it's a very exciting day, concluding the entire Masechta Mishnayos Brachos. So we're up to Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey. So you'll notice that this Mishnah is slightly different than everything else. It's kind of just a combination of just lots of different things going on. We'll see. I think it really comes down to, for lack of a better term, throwing in things that really should be in the Masechta, so they just kind of throw them all in at the last minute, it seems. Obviously, that wasn't the intention. There is some thought put into it, but there is an impression of that. And you'll see that the end of the Masechta in particular, which we're going to preserve the last line to read that at Shal Shudas when we make the Siyam, but we'll still explain it outside today. But you'll see that basically the Mishnah has many different themes, but one main theme, and that is essentially serving God. And that is found serving God in his temple and serving God by saying his name, using his name. Even in times when it may feel like it's using his name in vain, it really is to kind of proclaim his name loudly in front of everyone. So I think really the way that the Masechta concludes with this Mishnah is basically just saying that we've been talking about Shema in the first few Prakim, then we spoke about Shemona Esrei, then we spoke about lots of different brachos, right, and also various machloks in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in regards to how we can serve God best when we eat food, right? So but really what it all comes down to is how we can serve God in every second of every day in every action that we do. So if you combine all the times that we eat and all the times that we pray, that's a big, you know, part of our day, and that's really what the Masechta kind of shows us. How do we serve God in every moment of the day? And so this Mishnah kind of, if you had to come up with one line to summarize it, I think it's how do we serve God best? And I think that's what this Mishnah is all about. So let's just jump right in. So Chayev Adam Levarich Al HaRa'a Keshem Shum Levarich Al HaTovah. So we said this already, right? That a person has to make a blessing over something bad on the same way that he makes a blessing over something good. But now the Mishnah is going to bring an additional proof for this. How do we know this? So Shenemar. So it says the Shema, V'hafta as Hashem Elokecha B'chol Avcha B'chol Mavshecha B'chol Mavdecha. Right? We know this line already very well from Shema. So what do all these things indicate? So B'chol Avcha, with all of your heart, we have to love God with all of our heart. B'shnei Yitzaracha means we have to love Him with both of our inclinations, B'yitzar Tov, B'yitzar Hara, with our evil inclination, with our good inclination, and with our evil inclination. V'chol Nafshecha, with all of your soul. What does that mean? Afilu Hu Notelas Nafshecha, even if God takes your soul, you have to serve God. V'chol Melodecha, with all of your resources. So B'chol Mamoncha. So the one opinion is that means with all of your money, right? You have to serve God with as much money. God gives you money, so you have to kind of give back, if you will. Davar Acher, another interpretation. So this is going on the first line of the Mishnah. How do we know that we have to praise God for the good and the bad? Well, because of this other interpretation of Bechol Meodecha, right? So one opinion says, it means Bechol Midah Midah Shehu Modeh Lecha Hevei Modeh Lo Be'Mod Mod. Every single thing that God meets out to you, right? Any kind of good or bad that God brings to your life, you have to thank God for that. And so that's how we know. Another explanation that we know that we have to bless God for the good and for the bad. That's kind of like part one of the Mishnah. Moving on to the second part of the Mishnah, Lo Yakel Adam Es Rosho Keneged Shar Hamizrach. So when it comes to the Beis Hamikdash, when the person's at the eastern gate of the Beis Hamikdash, he shouldn't act like a lightheadedly. Shehu Mechuvan Keneged Beis Kodesh Hakodashim, because this gate in particular is Keneged. It goes. It's directly in line with the Kodesh Hakodashim, with the Holy of Holies. Okay. Lo Yikanes Lahar Habayis B'Maklo. A person shouldn't go up to the Beis Hamikdash with a stick of Menalo or with shoes of the Fundaso, or with like his like money pouch, and he shouldn't go up there with dust or dirt on his feet. And a person shouldn't make the Beis Hamikdash a shortcut for him. For sure, if all these things are not allowed, you should also not spit on the Temple Mount. Okay. Again, not as relevant nowadays because we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, and it would fall under the category. It is a bit of a major machlokus if you're allowed to actually go on to the Temple Mount nowadays. Not for right now, but depending on if you believe that you can go on the Temple Mount, which there are Jews who do that, then these halachos are very, very applicable. Okay. So this is, I would consider from now until the end, this is like the real end of the Masechta in terms of everything that it represents. So all blessings in the Beis Hamikdash, Hayu Omrim Min HaOlam, they used to have in each one of the brachos of the Beis Hamikdash Min HaOlam, which means forever, that like God should reign, God is our God forever. That's what Min HaOlam literally means. Misha Kilklu Haminin, but once these the people who weren't so religious kind of came in and messed everything up. They started spreading heresy. But Amru ain olam elachad. These meaning basically said that there is only one world. There's only this world that we're living in right now. So when you say min ha'olam, when you just say the world, it sounds like you're talking about, oh, so that's proof for what they're saying. There's not a world to come. There's just min ha'olam. Even though literally we meant it as forever, it sounds like we're just saying in this world. So his kino, so Chazal said, you know what we do? You know what we should say? Sheyu omrim min ha'olam ve'arolam. We should say the words in the brachas, min ha'olam ve'arolam, which means from this world until the next world, so that for sure everyone knows that we're talking about this world and the world to come. Now, other than that addition, just as a side note, other than that addition in the Beis HaMikdash for brachos, they would also not conclude the bracha with amen like we do nowadays. They'd actually say Baruch Shem Kavod Machos Olam Ve'ed, how we kind of respond to our Shema. That's what they used to conclude their brachos, just as a side note. And the Hizkinu, another takana that came out of this, and this is really what it all comes down to. Shehei Adam Shoel Shalom Chaveiro Bashem, that when a person asks their friend how they're doing, they should use God's name. Shneamar v'hinei v'waz ba mi beis lechem, right? V'yomer l'kutzrim Hashem imachem. So Boaz was coming from Beis Lechem, and he said that Hashem imachem, that God should be with you, meaning he used God's name. V'yomrulo nisabek to him avivarech Hashem, that God should bless you. In other words, they were using God's name as a blessing at that point, so as part of a blessing at that point. So we too have the right to do that. V'omer Hashem imcha gibor chayil. Right? Elsewhere we find that people are greeted. This was I believe it's Gidon, and that he was greeted with Hashem's name. V'omer al tabuz kizak na imecha. Right? We have an idea. How do we have the right to do this? How do we have the right to use Hashem's name to greet other people? That's using God's name in vain. We don't just say God's name whenever we want. And so the pasuk over here is a proof to it, that there's an idea that we shouldn't embarrass our mothers, right, when she's in her old age, meaning that you would think, on the one hand, that you should not use God's name in vain, you should not disrespect your elders, you should not disrespect God, but there are times when you have to do something that seems disrespectful in order to respect them. In other words, even though it seems disrespectful to use God's name in vain, in order to preserve the sanctity of God and realize that God's in our lives, which the meaning, which these people who weren't so religious or not Jewish, whatever, they weren't part of our preservation of serving God. So we had to go above and beyond. We had to say, no, you actually have to praise, you have to greet your friends with God's name to show how much we want to believe that God is in our lives, in our every day of our lives. Right, there's another idea, that you have to act for God in order to preserve His Torah. So whenever that opportunity comes up, like when the meaning we're going against God, so you have to do that. And we're not going to read the last line inside because we'll read that Ashal Shudas. But again, Rabbi Nassan seems to affirm the same statement that whenever the time comes, we need to preserve the Torah, then you have to, you know, do extreme action. So even though, again, you wouldn't necessarily use God's name in vain on a regular basis, in order to preserve the sanctity of God, sometimes you will actually have to use His name, quote-unquote, in vain to show how much we love and support God. But that really is the conclusion of the Masechta, this idea that we use God, that we have God in every moment of our lives, right? We have God when we say Shema in the morning and the evening. We have God when we say our Shemona Esrei. We have God every single time we pick up a food or try to benefit from anything in this world. We always have God with us. Obviously, even in the in-between times, we have God. But these are all kind of established things that Chazal have for us in order to show us that God is really an ever-present part in our lives. And God willing, tomorrow we will begin with Maseches Shabbos.